Hello everybody, this is Dr. McClower. This is the produce section of the grocery store tour, and you cannot get out of the grocery store tour produce section without talking about genetically modified mutant corn from space. Oh my gosh, times have changed. It used to be when things grew out of the ground, it was what nature intended. But now, they've been injecting fish genes and making other genetic modifications to food products just so you can spray more Roundup on it and it won't harm the plant. But what does that do to you? It's not clear. The thing is this, that, listen, me and you, we've been genetically modifying food since we've been growing food by cross-pollinating, but injecting things into the nucleus is not the same. Does that have bad effects on your health? Maybe not. Maybe. And the problem is that we have to wait long enough for it to get into the population wide enough to see those population effects. The people who make genetically modified stuff will say that it's fine, and other people say it's not. How do you know? You don't, really. And so you have to use your gut on this one. Obviously, the safest bet is to get foods that haven't been genetically altered. Then you know what you got. The data on genetically modified foods don't show large health problems yet. But again, the absence of evidence doesn't indicate an evidence of absence. So it could be that it turns out to be bad for you. It's a mess for us. How do you know? You don't. So if you're concerned, find the things that are genetically normal and eat those. They'll say non-GMO on them or certified organic. Good? Now, if you got more questions about this, let me know. I'm Dr. Will Clower. This is the grocery store tour. You can get in touch with us at info@willclower.com. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.